Oh, wow. Good morning, everybody. My name is Bonita Cates, and I'm here in Super Bowl country. Yeah, we got the Super Bowl in the house this weekend on in the tri-state area, so don't be jealous. Just love us anyway. This is a Luke 17:6 kind of day, just enough faith, some mustard seed. That's all he's asking. Well, I'm going to open us up in prayer so that we can hear the word from our co-founder. I'm excited to hear what the word is going to be this morning. Good morning, Father God. We just so appreciate you. We just appreciate everything you did for us last night, that you got us through, Father, peaceful and a restful sleep, Father, that you saw fit to wake us up this morning, Father, that you felt the need to have us on the call this morning, Father, so that we could get a word from you, Father, via our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Father, that you fill this woman of God up so that she could feed into us, Father, that she will give us everything that we need to have to move through the day. Father, we're going to have a Luke 17:6 kind of day. Just we have enough faith as a mustard seed, as small as a mustard seed. You don't ask us for anything, Father. You just want us to know that you have our very best at hand. Father God, we so appreciate everything you're doing for us, everything you saw us through, Father, as you cover us through this day. We ask you to continue to do so, that we walk in your glory, that people look at us and wonder why we are shining, Father, that we have the love of you surrounding us, Father. We just want to make sure this call is covered as we take a seat in the telecommunication sanctuary and we sit down and put our spiritual seatbelt on so that we can clear our minds and get this word. There is no place for distraction or interruption, so we will not have any of that. We will just put that under our foot and keep on moving. We just ask that you continue to keep the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, covered, Father, as they continue to move forward and spread this word on this call. We ask that you continue to keep Artist International, a health and wellness company, and Papa Des De Leon and his family covered, Father, as they continue to move forward and be marked ministers in the marketplace in the health and wellness industry. Father God, we love you this day and forever. Amen, amen, and amen. I'm going to turn the call over to our lovely host this morning. Loving each and every one of you, and have a Luke 17:6 kind of day.
Amen, amen, amen. Minister Bonita, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my lovely sister. Take it away.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Bonita, for seating us and greeting us on this, just to have a little bit more faith Friday. And so we thank you for challenging us this morning just to have a little more faith, because, see, no faith means no power. Little faith means little power, and great faith means greater power. So God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family, we welcome you here on the Master's Call with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And I greet you on behalf of our founders, our ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who will be bringing us our word for this morning, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is getting ready for her, March the 1st is just around the corner, and she will be getting married. So we are celebrating already in advance. We're being proactive and celebrating her special day. So we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. If you're visiting with us for the first time in our telecommunication sanctuary, then we welcome you. And we invite you to visit our website, The Master's Morning Call, at wordpress.com. You will see all of our messages have been archived there. Yes, you will see a little bit of a gap because, you know, it's technology, and sometimes it doesn't work like we want to, but just know that we have not lost any of our messages. They will be there as soon as we are allowed to post them on there. But immediately following this call, every day we do record the call, so you can use our replay number, 712-432-1085, and the same PIN code that you use to dial into this number. so many of you out there have been wondering and inquiring about how do I become an intercessor on the Master's Call? How do I get on to share a message? Well, let me just tell you, if you go onto your computer or onto your cell phone, you can send us an email to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and then put in the subject line, I am inquiring about how to be an intercessor. Then we will explain that to you, our prayer general and Dr. Vanessa, and we will respond to you. So just go ahead and make it happen, because I do know that now it is your time. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598#. On tomorrow, February the 1st, OMG, all roads lead to the gold carpet. The gold carpet at the Atlanta Westin Airport Hotel. That will be the 90K Wealth and Empowerment first day of their tour. And we want to make sure that if you are anywhere close to the Atlanta area, that you get there. There are events going on there on all day long. So go ahead on Facebook and check the 90K and 90 Day Facebook page for more information. Every day at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, you can dial into the 90K and 90 Day. Call 712-432-0075 and the PIN code 926-358#. Make sure you get your guest and yourself on that call. If you are Artist International Distributor on the line this morning, please check your back office. And if you want to know more, get back with the person that invited you to this call. Today is day 27 of our fast. Please check our website for prayer directives. Okay, so that was a lot of announcements for today, but just go ahead and make sure that you stay plugged in. So this morning, now it is time to hear what thus says the word of the Lord. And see, I know that this person has been in communication with God already, so she knows what we need to hear this day, because the Lord has empowered her to bring a mighty word. She is a mighty woman of God. She is on the move to build the kingdom of God. She is on the move to make changes in Artists International like never before. So look forward to the greater and the new things that will be coming in Artists International in this year of 2014. She currently is in Mexico, Oaxaca, Mexico, and that's where she will be bringing the word from this morning. She is a mother. She is a Gigi. She is a retired chaplain. She is a woman on the move. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to you none other than our ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K., do I hear you on the line this morning?
Oh, absolutely. Can you hear me?
I hear you like you're right here with me in California. The platform is yours.
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, out of that shiny and warmer than most states in the United States in Estados Unidos right now. We thank God for you. Thank you for your voice here in our telecommunications sanctuary. You really keep us updated on artist events, and we thank God for you. I also want to thank God this morning for Minister Bonita Cates for feeding us and giving us our theme, having a little more faith. Yeah, you were really good, and I thank you for your prayer this morning, Minister Cates. I also want to thank you for dropping into my ear the first time, not saying that it hadn't been said before on this call because I'm not on it every morning, but our telecommunications sanctuary, I like that. Going to use it, make it mine. I am indeed in the telecommunications sanctuary. That is wonderful. Let me start this thing off like I'm supposed to. I thank God for each of you this morning in doing what you do for us here at TMC. Buenos dias, mi te ime se familia, my TMC family. Thank God for another day. Gracias Dios por otra ala dia. God is so good, and I am so thankful to be here in Mexico. There have been days when I really, really was not grateful and really was ready to get on back to Estados Unidos, and then when I get there, I'd be ready to get back here. But it just helps me to really truly understand something that God gave to me early on. I thank God also for my sister, Pastor Vanessa, who undergirds me in so many ways, you guys. I am so happy for her as she is planning this big day for her. I really do wish that I could be there with her through this entire process, but I know that she's glad I'm not, because I would worry her silly wanting to do it my way, and she's going to do it her way. So I'm just so thankful for her. She is my sister. I mean, God has really, God did something for us when he brought us together that has sustained us through some really tough times, and I thank God for you. I love you, Pastor V. Let me get right into our word. As you all know, the Lord, one thing that he has done for me being here in Mexico is to help me understand how important it is to stay focused. I started this year off with Psalms 23 here on the Master's Call, and I'm going to continue in that vein until God gives me something else, and I don't know how soon that would be, being that he gave David this psalm, and this psalm has been just used down through the years. It is very, very relevant, resourceful, and refreshing, and I am going to do as Reverend Dr. Larry Wayne Ellis did in his book on this psalm, and that is we're going to take this psalm and use it like the diamond it is. Every way you turn it, there's a new sparkle to it. And so today, I have really chuckled on this psalm because you all, it has really given, I'm going to give you another look at it today from our perspective right here. But let me read it from the original perspective version first. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. I can see Tiffany repeated this with me right now. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you, God, are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will live in God's house, in your house forever. Well, you all, when we look at this psalm through the modern day eyes, I want you to think of it like this, because this is really the way most young people, if they would read this, and a lot of elderly people who have not grown through. You see, many of us have gone through, but we didn't go through. And I was thinking of two examples to share with you this morning. I remember when I was about 12, 13 years old, down in the sticks of Monticello, Mississippi. I had some cousins who were making moonshine, and they told me that this moonshine was green, which means that it wasn't quite ready, but I could drink some, and I drank about a pint of it, you all. I drank it. They gave me a little, and it tasted okay to me, and then they had given my sister some. She tasted it. She didn't like it. I said, give me yours, and I can remember this little white, clear pint jar, half a pint jar, not a pint. Pint would have killed me. A half a pint jar. And I drank it and just nibbled on it, and I can see myself jumping around on the porch, on that wooden porch with the planks on the porch. You can look down through the planks and see the chickens running around under the house. And I can remember just drinking this and dancing to the music and acting crazy. My mama and daddy were gone, and it was just the older ones who were making that moonshine that I don't think my mama knew about. My daddy didn't know about it. And all of us there at the house. And eventually I got drunk. I got tipsy, and then I got drunk. And then I started throwing up, and I laid down, and I went to sleep, and I got up, and I threw up some more, and I said, oh, my God. Oh, let me say that correctly. Regurgitated. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, my God, why do people do this? And I can remember my mama coming home, and I can remember her saying, what's wrong with that baby? And what's wrong with me? What's wrong with her? And somebody said, told some kind of lie, I don't know what they said, and they took me back in there, and they said, gal, if you don't lay down, you're going to get a beating. You got to stay down until this thing runs off you, you know, kind of thing. You all, when I did come to my real senses after that experience, I said, I will never, ever drink another drop of moonshine. Alcohol has no place in my life. I grew through that first experience. Well, on the other hand, there are some things, and I started to tell you the other story, but I won't tell you, it's too long. There are some things that we go through over and over and over again, and we never learn because we never grow through them. We go through them, but we don't grow through them. Every time my Aunt Daisy got pregnant and had a baby, she said, oh, God, if you just get me through this one, I'm not having another one. Well, she said that for, I think it was about 15 times. She had about 15 children. I said, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I would have learned my first time. But God wants you to know that he is your shepherd, and he wants you to learn as you go through. So here is the way the me, self-centered culture would pin a coin, the Lord is my shepherd, the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I know what I want. I need my rent, mortgage, and taxes paid. Yep, April 15th is right here. The Lord is my shepherd. I know what I want. I want a man or a woman or a partner to make my life complete. Yeah, just send them on and have them be fine and good looking. The Lord is my shepherd. I know what I want. I know what I need. I need my stocks, my bonds, my T-bills, CDs, and Social Security check to go up, and add a disability check to that because I don't want to work. The Lord is my shepherd. I know what I need. I need to be able to sing and dance and play an instrument, to be funny, serious, and to make a lot of money without even trying. Yes, the Lord is my shepherd. I know what I need, Bonita. I need an online degree that is free, that I can just watch on TV and get it while looking at the computer or whatever without ever cracking a book, writing a thesis or a dissertation. Yes, the Lord is my shepherd. I know what I want. I want to eat whatever I want to eat, like P.K. Roberts did down here, eat all them free holy, and now she has a bean butt, and not gain any weight, and to remain young and pretty. The Lord is my shepherd. Uh-huh. I know what I need. I need to be real spiritual. While not spending any time with the Lord in prayer, fasting, and denying myself, nor attending church, nor Bible study, or hanging out with the other Christians. Yes, the Lord is my shepherd, and I know what I really want. I want to stay young, to be good looking, to be healthy and wealthy, to be well-traveled, bilingual, athletic, and artistic. That really is what I want. Well, yep, that about sums it up for the me-centered culture. But what we really want is a Lord without having to have a relationship with the real Lord. You see, David writes this Psalms, and he says, the Lord is my shepherd. What could I like? L-A-C-K. He's really saying, since the Lord is my shepherd, I really have everything I need, because God knows what I need, when I need it, and how I need it. Now, many of us cannot get with that statement because we cannot adapt to that. We already have our minds made up about how life really should look for us. I'm telling you, I'm guilty. I already know that if another man comes in my life, I just don't want no short man. I want a tall man that I can just kind of lean my head up on his chest, and he still have some tights, have a few inches over me. I already know. But that may not be what God really wants for me. And even though I'm saying it with my mouth, I'm just confessing, okay? Is it all right for a sister to tell you the way it really is? Even though I know in my intellectual sense about this particular situation of my life, of my life, of my life, you all, I know it in my intellect, but in my heart, I'm still praying. God, I don't want no short man. That's why when people say, she's over in Mexico to get a man, you don't know me. It's okay for you to say what you want to say, because every man over here that I have met so far, I'm a head over tall of them, and I know you know. Oh, please, come on. But anyway, I know why I'm here. I know why the Lord sent me here. You see, I'm going to share something right now that I haven't even shared with my sister. I know that you can breathe. It's okay. I'm not going out there. This is a prophecy, and many of you have been given prophecies. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He sends us words. He sends us prophetic. He sends us people into our lives to give us prophetic words that will help us understand that we are on track and that he has something good for us. Okay, I got to watch the time. Okay, and that we need to hear his words, okay? He sent me this word back before I ever came to Mexico, early on in the year of 2013. And this is what he said, and I want to share it with you, because the word for me is also a good word for you. But this came directly to me. Somebody spoke it to me. It was scary for me, but I embraced it and stepped out here, and it was in preparation for me to come to Mexico. Here this word is. Pacola, you are a unique, non-repeatable, non-duplicatable masterpiece of God. This is your undeniable moment in history and time. As a theologian, God is allowing your gift to make room for you. That's what God's grace and God's favor does. Did you hear that word, God's favor? It's not that I deserve it, I want you to know, but his favor, glory to God, I thank you. Don't allow anything nor anyone, Jesus help me God, to derail your destiny. No one can do it the way you do it. If so, there would be no room for you, PK. I made you for and with a purpose and plan. Until I come and bring you home with me, your purpose and plan has not been fulfilled. I said, oh, Lord, you mean to tell me after all the work I've done, I'm not finished yet? No, you aren't finished yet. For all of you who think that you have done everything that you can, you are not finished yet. Until God comes and receives you home, you are not finished yet. With all of the issues that I've gone through, I'm not finished yet. I need to know that the Lord is my shepherd. He is an enabling shepherd. Because as we go through, let us also grow through. Isn't that wonderful? See, David had, oh, it's time. Okay, I hear you. David had issues. I'm going to wrap it up. He says over in Psalms 51, I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, because he realized that he was born into a dysfunctional family. But in spite of all that he went through, in spite of all the struggles, his struggle with pride, in spite of all that he went through, going through being a murderer because he wanted Bathsheba and dealing with his sexual sin, in spite of all that he went through, you all, he still realized that the grace of God, was sufficient to keep him. Now, with that being said, I want you to go out today saying, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Not because of what I want, but because God is my shepherd, and he has a purpose and a plan for me. God bless you. Go out and have a soup. Oh, come on back, Tiffany, and do what you need to do, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, and then I'm supposed to come back and pray, and I'm going to pray a prayer for you this morning, okay?
Amen, amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Dr. PK,
amen.
Thank you so much for that powerful word this morning. PMC family, we thank you for being here. Remember, today is Friday, so we go into part two of the call. The prayer has already been given. Thank you, Minister Bonita. And so we thank each and every single one of you for being on the call. To hear the replay, dial 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677. Pound. Allow someone else to be blessed. Share that message with three people today and watch what God will do for you. So remember, as you go through this day, be that great minister in the marketplace that God has so called you to be. Be transparent. Remove anything in you that is not of God and allow him to work in you. Remember, we are fasting. That means no meat, no sweets, no flesh. That means even fish, no fish. Through the rest of our 40 days. So go ahead and make it happen for you, and mentally, physically, and spiritually. So at this time, I'm going to ask Dr. PK to come back to the line and give us our benediction, and then I will come back and introduce our co-founder to bring us into part two of this call for this day. Dr. PK, go ahead and
take I'm here. Oh, holy God. We thank you so very much. And we praise you, my holy God, for all that you have done for us. We thank you that indeed you are our shepherd. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. We lack nothing. We lack nothing in our lives. You really feel and meet each and every one of our needs. Help us, God. Forgive us for doubting you. Forgive us, God. Forgive us for thinking, even thinking that you, being the loving, kind God that you are, would leave us with voids in our lives. We thank you that you come to fill every void in our lives. I thank you, God, that you rock me to sleep at night. I thank you, God, that you do. I thank you, God, that you allow me to wake up every morning with your anointing on my head. I thank you, God. I thank you that you spread a table before me and you feed me like nobody else can. I thank you, God. I thank you and I praise you, God, that you give me loving and understanding maestros, teachers, professors, who really love and care about me. I thank you. And I thank you for this loving TMC family. Help us all, God, realize that we are here to fulfill your purpose and your plan for our lives, and that you did not make a carbon copy in us. You made us unique and original to fulfill your plan and destiny in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super... Oh, we're going to part two. This is Friday. Back to you, Tiffany, as we bring on... let me do this, Tiffany. I have not done this
sure
in a
can.
While.
Thank you.
At this point, we are bringing on a powerful woman of God who has served him faithfully, who has put his children and his people first, and who have shared words that have been absolutely sometimes so strong that we would step back and say, God, did you really tell her to tell us this? And he said, yes, I did. And I thank God that she has the courage to do that. The woman that I'm bringing forward to you today has studied to show herself approved, to not be ashamed before God because of the word that she brings to us and feeds us on and from. The woman that I'm bringing to you today is a woman who has kept herself holy unto God until he has brought her this man whom she is preparing herself and has prepared herself for to marry on March 1st. The woman I'm bringing to you today is one whom God has given a real tough assignment, and that is stand and be the friend of P.K. Roberts. That's your assignment. I thank the Lord at this time bring to you my own friend and pastor, Vanessa Weatherspoon, out of the big state of Texas.
Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning. You know I love you so much. And that was an awesome prophetic word this morning, woman of God. And I love the poem that you read, and you know I'm going to have to use that in the future. Absolutely awesome. And we love you and appreciate you all the way from Mexico, bringing the word, blessing our hearts, feeding our spirits, encouraging us and challenging us to walk as Christ walked. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And always, Miss Songbird, full of so much sunshine, bright and early for you out there on the West Coast, Miss Tiffany. And as I have just watched Minister Benita just spread her wings in soar, we thank God for
Amen.
You. I tell you, just seeing them grow and just stretch and know there's so much more for all of us to do and be and become. And I just want to thank you that we have this platform of a TMC family, each and every one of you who dial in, and seeing some numbers I hadn't seen in a while from Chicago and California, and I just love how this call continues to grow. And it humbles Dr. PK and I each and every time to know that God trusted us enough. He saw enough in us to give us this vision and to have this platform and this place where we can come and speak and decree and declare the word of God, first for our Artists International family and for the believers. Many have come into the business by coming on this call. And one of the main mandates of this call is each and every Friday we take time, we on purpose open up the call to hear your prayer requests, to celebrate in your praise reports, and just to let what we say is true. Let this be the master's call. So we've opened up the queue. I see Miss LaShawn on the line. Are you able to scribe for me this morning, or do I need to start writing?
Good morning. Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Always appreciate you also. All righty. We always have some regulars who love prayer. We love them as part of our family. We're going to go up to Philadelphia to Miss Siobhan. See, I'm learning these numbers. Good morning, dear. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning, Dr. VK. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. That is so warming for you to say that. Also, good morning, TNC family. My prayer request this morning is safe traveling mercies to all who are traveling to Atlanta and getting around and all the particulars that need to be finalized. I know they were stalled a little bit because of their snow, that it just be very successful and that the rest of us who aren't able to attend this particular event, that we still be mindful to work our business as we need to, because we know that this 90K is truly a blessing to our artist businesses and how we can move forward for the beginning of this tour.
Amen, amen. We're excited. I was looking at the weather as I was praying for them yesterday. It's supposed to be in the 60s this weekend. So that is such an accurate prayer for us to lift up the 90K in 90 days and the gold carpet and all those who will be a part of that, that it will really be continued momentum for our artist family. Thank you for that. All the way from California, 9730. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear. Good morning. Give us your name.
God, this is Ivory Savannah from Bullhead City, Arizona, and I just wanted to thank Pastor PK for the word, because it just, she was stepping all on my toes, but I just praise God for truth and for the word to help deliver and set us free. But God has blessed me to, I guess you could say, adopt a lot of young women who didn't have good relationships with their mothers. I had an excellent relationship with my mom, and so I just want you to just keep me up in prayer that I would always give out the right word and the right wisdom to these young women. A lot of them going through abuse, and just, you know, some of them are literally running for their lives, you know, for the wrong choice and the men that they've chosen, and most of them are just relationships where they're living with this person. So just to help me, you know, give the right word and just for God to be glorified, but to help these young women, you know, and always point them toward God. So and for my parents, they're in their 80s and, you know, getting older and getting up there with illnesses. We're on the products. That's why I'm here. My dad is the reason I'm on the in the business. But just to keep me and my family and being the example I need to be before these young women.
Amen. All right. We will do that, Miss Ivory. We've been praying for you. I remember you asking for prayer because you're out in the new territory, and for God to continue to bless you, and He'll give you that wisdom, so we'll definitely keep you in prayer. All right, headed up to Tacoma, Washington, to Miss Ronnie. Good morning, dear.
Good morning, everyone. Thank God for all of you. I tell you, this is such a blessing, and I've been just trying to work on this 23rd Psalm with this woman, and boy, today she knocked the ball out the park. I'm so grateful. I am so grateful for the word of God this morning, and y'all just been beating me up all week, but you know what? It's been confirmation all week. I normally do work on fasting in January, and I just been falling down, just ain't been getting it done, and I thank God for the word coming saying so. And then today, she going to just talk all about everything. So, but I heard God clearly, it's about fasting and praying, being before Him, putting everything else aside. I listened to this call in the morning when my feet hit the floor, and I keep moving and moving and picked the word up about 2 minutes. Then the phone ring, they want me to go do something. I can't do it on work time. Work time has been interfering, so just pray for me that I don't wait till this clock go off 10 minutes before this call starts and I start moving around, that I set this clock back at least a half an hour before, because I see where my shortcomings lie. Pray for me. I love all of you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Amen, amen. It's all about grow for us. And I love how you said, y'all be, no, baby, we don't beat. We just speak the word. It's the word that convicts. And for all of us, we preach it to ourselves first, trust me, before we preach to anybody else. We praise God for you, Miss Jackie, out in Indiana. Good morning, good morning. Miss Jody, I'm sorry, out in Tampa. I got Miss Jackie, but I'm Miss Jody. Jackie, you're next. Miss Jody, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Miss Evangelist. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Praise the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I love you, family. I just wanted, I'm in the clinic, so it might be a little noisy. I just want to give my report that how God is just, oh, he's awesome. I remember in May when I started my treatment, I was 72% blast leukemia. We did a bone marrow in September. I was 49% blast. We did the one last week. Lord God, come back. I'm 15 to 20% blast. That's all I got in my body. So God is good. So I'm already healed, but we just going to get some numbers out the way because I know he don't work with numbers. That ain't his job. But boy, that stuff is working. I tell him, I said, boy, this chemo here, it makes me eat. It does more to me than I think it's supposed to, but I'm blessed. So thank you, family.
Well, we're going to be excited, and we're looking forward to that day when it's zero in you, and that we know that the healer, the Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Rapha has touched your body. But we just love you so much, and you continue to be that evangelist you are. All right, now I'm going to Indiana. Miss Jackie, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa, and good morning, Pastor PK and my TMC family. I'm just thanking and praising God that he is my shepherd and I shall not want. And not only that, that he is a healer. I praise God because this week I was faced with a friend that passed away and that has been suffering with the same things that I have been diagnosed with. And, you know, throughout this entire cold season, I haven't had as much as a sniffle. And those that have been on the call for such a long time knows that usually in this time, I usually have that animated voice where I'm struggling to breathe and all clogged up. And I haven't even had as much as a sniffle. My breathing is fantastic, and I know God took care of those lungs with that chronic lung disease is no longer, you know, and I thank God for that. And I just praise God because it brought back to my remembrance when I heard of her death, and I'm sorry for the passing, and you keep her family in prayer. Her name is Janet Birkins. And keep her family uplifted in prayer, but God reminded me, I am your healer. And I thank God for that. And I'd also like to request prayer for my cousin, Reggie Leggett, in Baltimore, Maryland. Reggie recently had undergone a knee surgery and was going through the healing process and was just about at the point of where his knee was totally healed. And he slipped and fell and re-injured that knee, tore that knee open again, and had to go back to surgery. And also during the fall, he put his hand out to break the fall, and it kind of shattered some bones in his hand, so they have to do reconstructive surgery in his hand as well. So you keep him uplifted in prayer that God will heal his body as well. Thank you.
Wow. All righty. We will definitely keep Reggie lifted up. Yeah, he's in Baltimore where my honey lives for 28 more days. All righty. Well, we are keeping you in prayer. We're headed to, I'm not sure where this area code is, 3961.
Praise the Lord. This is Regina in Chicago. How are you?
Good morning.
Surprise, surprise. How are you? Good morning, everyone.
Well, are you actually in Chicago or where in the world?
Yes. I am in Chicago, missing my home in Israel this time last year. That's where I was. And
yeah.
I just thank God for being here. You know, that word today, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want for anything other than what God has in store for me. That word was amazing. Oh, my gosh. I just thank the Lord that I have just been going through to grow into what God has for me for my future. I thank God for my music that has just been exploding in so many different areas. from the of the world. And I just thank God for what he's doing. This I thank God for these calls. I thank God for you. Congratulations. It's about to happen. Hallelujah. And I'm gonna be next. Hallelujah. I'm gonna grab hold on to it. I don't know where he is, but he's coming. He's coming.
Amen.
But I really just thank God for these calls and for your diligence and your abilities of having this line open for all of us on a day-to-day basis. And I just thank the Lord. Amen.
Can you hear me? And you got to pray for Dr. PK because, you know, she got to hold it down for a while.
Yes,
she's doing.
Hi. Hola, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. I just had to come on to say something to you because I just finished praying for you this week, and I was asking God, where is she? What is she up to? And you see how God answers. Thank God. I'm back. I'm finished, Pastor B.
I'll call you later.
Oh, no, don't call me. I'm down here. I'll be there where you can call me next week, okay?
Okay. All right. Amen.
Amen. It's so good again to always hear your lovely voice and that praise report. We are so happy for you. Well, Dr. PK, I know you'll be happy for this next young lady, our praise and worship. You know, that's your new title. You go always be the praise and worship leader for the Artist International. I just love you and appreciate you so much, Ms. Sharon. Good morning.
Good morning. God morning to my TMC family. I love them. I just want to tell Wathoma Washington what she said. All of that did to...
You're breaking up on me, Sharon. I don't know if you're driving or what. Are you still there? I think we lost her. She was in her car. Well, call back in because I think we lost her. And we'll be happy to have you come back in. Until then, we're going to keep on going. And then, Sharon, when you come back, there's just star six on the board. All righty. We're going to go out to New Jersey, 2422.
Good morning to you all. Thank you for such... This is B-Rod. Yeah. This is B-Rod. I want to thank God for that word this morning. And when she was speaking of this word, all of a sudden it just came up relationship for me. I just want to thank God for relationship this morning. I was talking to someone and they just don't have relationship, you know, with anybody. And I just want to thank God for you guys this morning for just having a relationship with me. It come through Jesus, I know. And I'm so grateful this morning just for relationship.
Amen.
Just for relationship.
We have an update, B-Rob, that your surgery has been postponed.
Yes, till March the 3rd.
We're going to believe for complete healing by then where it won't ever have to be one.
Yes, we are. So I just want to just thank God for relationship this morning, friendship through Jesus. That's the best friendship I've ever had.
Amen.
I love you, B-Rob. I love all of you all, but every now and then I have to come in and say something. I love and appreciate everything and everybody. But because I know what B-Rob goes through, and she is such a private person, I love you, dear. I'm so glad God gave you to me, and you put you on my heart and on my mind. I'm so thankful.
Amen.
I am thankful too. Amen.
Amen. Well, Miss Sharon, you're back. We lost you. Are you still there now?
I'm here. I told you about my phone dropping. I'm so sorry, but that's what I'm trying to think of, Ronnie. I did tell everything she said, but I wanted to lift up Bill's family this morning and the Newmark Homes family because the home celebration is today. So if you guys could lift us up. Y'all just keep bringing the word like y'all are doing. You have no idea the effect it is having on many lives, and especially mine. I can contest to that. Many lives. God bless y'all.
Amen. Now, I know about Bill. We have been praying for him and his homegoing of the Ulrich family. Who was the other family you said?
The Newmark, the company I work for.
Oh, okay.
Got that right. We will all be at his homegoing today. And so it's been a struggle this past week at the company, you know, just trying to get through it. With him not being there, he's been such an integral part of every aspect of the company. So just lift from the CEO down, everyone's been struggling.
All righty. Well, we'll definitely keep them in prayer. I know you all are very close-knit, and we will definitely cover you all in his homegoing celebration today. Are there any more prayer requests? You can hit star 6 before we enter a time of intercession. Again, this is the mandate. Okay, Ms. Ronnie, you hop back in queue. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I forgot. I have a cousin that they told me when I was in Houston that he was on life support and all these other things. And I talked to him on Monday. What they said was is that he has this terminal cancer, but he also has this, I don't know, I can't remember now, gallstone, I'm rushing now. But anyway, I sent him a box and talked to artists, and they didn't send it. And so I called them, and it's on the way, and he's supposed to receive it today. We're believing God that those products, I told him, do it aggressively. Just like that cancer trying to be aggressive. So my prayer is that he heard me. He said he ain't going nowhere to God say. And I told him this Jesus juice. So just pray. His name is Charles Jackson. When I sent his brother the products for his kidneys, he's back up running and functioning. So we're going to just believe God that Charles Jackson will be healed and be my testimony in the back office and artist. Amen.
Amen. Okay, we got that. I know LaShawn got that. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who has prayer requests? I do want to add that we continue to lift up our beloved Minister Willa and the Peterson family with the homegoing of her mother. God has been so good to their family, but we want to continue to keep them in our prayers and just continue to hold up all of those who have family members who have transitioned in this season. Also want to add to the list, one of my classmates from seminary got a call, Chantel Lumpkin, that she in North Carolina has been diagnosed with breast cancer. So Chantel Lumpkin, like pumpkin but with the L in love, Lumpkin, that please call her name out in prayer and just believing God for her total healing. All right, is there not anyone else? Because we always want to take our time and make sure that everyone who has a prayer request, that we do address them. Well, at this time, I'm going to have our mighty prayer warrior, one of many we're just so humbled and honored, who walks along with us and preached her little heart out yesterday. I said, look at homegirl. She is truly an evangelist, little preaching machine. And watching her grow and sprout up there in Delaware. So, Minister LaShawn, if you would cover our prayer request at this time, please.
Amen. Praise God. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you this morning and we thank you. We know that the Spirit of the Lord is here and we welcome you to this place, Father. We welcome you to our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our spirits, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the word that came forth this morning as you use your mighty, mighty vessel to preach a word this morning, reminding us that we should never want for anything, Lord, because you are our rod and our staff. You are there for us. You are our intercessor, our Alpha, Omega, everything that we ever need and want, Father. And we thank you for this prayer call, this telecommunist sanctuary that you have given us the opportunity to come before you in prayer. We thank you for our brothers and sisters who called this morning and standing in the need of prayer. But most of all, Father, we thank you for allowing us to intercede on their behalf, oh God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for Siobhan, Lord, as she fearlessly prays for others, Lord, that are traveling to Atlanta right now, God. We know right now that this inclement weather has baffled many people, Lord. There has been accidents. There has been fatalities. There has been a lot of catastrophes, Lord, but we know at the end there is a testimony that will come through this, Lord. We know at the end you have a greater say-so than we can ever imagine. So we thank you right now for everything and for all things, oh Lord, despite of and because of, no matter what it looks like in the natural, Father. We thank you right now in the matchless name of Jesus that every pilot will be nourished. Every pilot will have rest. Every conductor on the trains will have rest. Every driver that's on the highways and byways will have rest and will be able to get to their destination safely, Lord. We bless those that are attending the 90K and 90 days gold carpet celebration this weekend, oh God, and it will be a success. The enemy tried to hinder it with the weather, but oh God, you said it's going to be 60 and it's going to melt the snow and it's going to melt the ice and it's going to give people the opportunity to get there all in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you. We thank you for her sheer faith and determination with Artists International and her prayers over every distributor, Lord. Those that signed up right now as we speak, all the way up to the Blue Coat Platinums, Lord, we thank you for the Ministry of Artists International. And we thank you that Papa Diaz de Leon said yes when you birthed him with this vision. Oh, God, please continue to watch over Ivory Savannah, Lord. And we thank you for the message that made her spirit, Lord. We thank you for the wisdom that she's experiencing, God. And we ask that you bless her ministry as it's in its grassroots stage, Lord. We thank you right now that she will give the word and she will be the example and she will have the testimony and everything that she needs, Lord, to work with women who are hurting, oh God. Lord, they need a word from you, and we thank you that she will be the vessel and the mouthpiece for it. We touch all women that have been affected by breast cancer, all women affected by domestic violence, all women affected by rape, all women affected by exploitation, women who are affected by self-esteem. Lord, we thank you for this ministry that you have birthed her with, God, and we just ask that you continue to bless her steps and guide her path. Oh Lord, we thank you right now for our sister Ronnie, Lord. Thank you for the word that has been placed on her spirit every single day, Lord. Thank you for piercing her heart and allowing her to hear what it is that you wanted her to hear, oh God. We thank you right now for the confirmation of her knowing that you are there and that you are present, Lord. We thank you right now that her discipline is continuing to grow, Lord, and that you are showing her the way and the path that you want her to walk, oh God. We thank you right now for Charles Jackson, and we know that he will be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that the products will work. We know that he will leap, he will run, he will jump, he will rejoice, and he will be a testimony in the matchless name of our Father, Lord. We thank you right now that he will continue to use the products and not only become a product of the product, but to introduce others to our products, God. We thank you right now for Joni. Father, we knew that cancer had no place in her body. We knew that any ailment had no place in her body. We knew that it was trespassing and will bow down to the authorities of Jesus. Because of his stripes, she is healed. So we thank you for this praise report of her numbers going down. And we know that in your time, Father, she will give us a call in the mighty name of Jesus and say, hallelujah, it is all gone. So we thank you right now. We stand in agreement right now that she is totally and completely healed. That she is totally and completely healed. She is totally and completely healed. We gave one for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit because we know right now she is the testimony that was needed in her area. We know that she is a testimony that is needed in those hospitals. We know that she was a testimony that was needed for those doctors that said that there was no way and there couldn't be a way. Father, we know that you came crashing down and you made that way for her. So we are so thankful. We thank you for Jackie, Lord, for the healing of her body, for the comfort of her body, for her being able to be to enjoy this week, this day, this moment without feeling ill, Lord. But we also thank you, God, that she's praying for others, Lord. We thank you, God, that she remembers that you are a blessing to her, and if you did it for her, you'll do it for somebody else. So we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that all will be well. We thank you that Reggie Leggett is going to be fine after the operation of his hands and his knees, oh God. We thank you right now that Reggie Leggett will tell people what God has done in his life. And although it may seem a little grim right now, we know, Father, that you are shedding light on that situation. We thank you so much for Minister Regina, for her music ministry, for all the lives and souls and hearts she's penetrated through her violin. We thank you right now for blessing her path and all the things that are happening for her in her life right now, because she gives you all of the honor, all of the glory, and all of the praise, oh God. We thank you right now for calling her to this ministry and giving her such a passion and a purpose with it, oh God. We thank you right now that it is going to catapult to bigger and newer levels that she has never imagined, oh Lord. We know right now you are pouring in her cup and it is running over, but it is going to be a monsoon of blessings, and we speak life over her ministry right now. We speak life over her ministry, oh God. We speak life over her heart, over her steps, over her path, and we thank you, God, for all you have done for her. And we thank you right now for watching over Sharon, God. Watch over her family. Watch over her associates. Watch over her friends. Watch over her co-workers, oh God, as they continue to praise your name. And as they celebrate Bill and all the wonderful memories and the legacy that he has left, we ask right now that you give them strength and comfort. We ask that you give them the path of know-how, what to do next, oh God. We know that right now that you have given an answer, but it has not been seen. But when the answer is revealed, oh God, we just thank you so much because they're going to rejoice. We thank you that the corporation will continue to be blessed. And as they mourn the loss of Bill, we remember to celebrate his life, oh God. And we thank you for Brenda. We thank you for the relationships. We thank you, Lord, for the love. We thank you, Lord, for all you have done in her life. And we are speaking right now that March 3rd, instead of it being a surgery, it'll be a celebration, because you are going to totally and completely heal Brenda. You are going to touch her body and run your DNA through her, oh God, so she will not need a surgery. But, Father, if you call for it to be so, we thank you so much for the surgeons that are going to be in the operating room. We thank you for the doctors that are going to be there while she's in recovery. But most of all, Lord, we're going to thank you for them remembering that you are the ultimate surgeon general and that you have the final word. So we thank you right now in the matchless name of Jesus for recovery for Brenda, Lord. And we thank you for our Artist International family, Papa Diaz de Leon and Mama de Leon, as well as all the children and the children's children, Lord. We thank you right now that this company is so blessed, that this company is sold out to you, oh God, from the advisors all the way up to the founders, oh Lord. We thank you that you will continue to have our company debt-free, and it will continue to experience growth, and it will continue to have groundbreaking products, Lord. We thank you for the zip codes that are being changed. We thank you for all that you have done with Artist International and for every distributor that and every person that has experienced Artist International. We ask that you bless the TMC call, Lord. Refill in every intercessor, every team member, past and current, and those you are going to bless us with. Father, refill us as we are frontline warriors, oh God, and we know that the enemy is busy and the enemy is angry, but we rebuke him, and we know that, Lord, you have the biggest and best plan for us, oh God. We ask that you watch over those who are going to join our team, oh Lord, and that they continue to greet brothers and sisters with Jesus' joy, Father. We thank you so much for everything that surrounds the TMC call and all that you are going to do with it, God. We ask that you watch over the Church Universal. Continue to keep the churches open, God. Continue to make disciples, Lord, so they can go out there and baptize the nations. Lord, we thank you so much for every evangelist, every minister, every pastor, every layman, every member every choir director, every usher, every aspect of the church. We ask that you bless it right now in the name of Jesus, because without you, there is nothing. So we thank you, oh God. We thank you so much for the Sunday school teachers, Lord, for every teacher, every educator out there that is blessing our children and blessing those with higher education and higher learning. We ask that you keep our schools safe, oh God. Keep the guns out the school. Keep the gangs out the school. Keep the drugs out the school. Keep the sex out the school. And we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you replace it with you, oh God. We may not be able to say God openly in the school. We may not be able to pray openly in school. But, Father, we know that in the hearts and minds of your children, they are thanking you and rejoicing you right now. So we thank you in the name of Jesus. And, Father, as we close this call, we ask that you bless everybody under the sound of my voice. As their coming and goings are blessed, everyone around them will be blessed, and everyone they encounter will be blessed. And, Father, thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts. Thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you for their yes, Father. We say glory, hallelujah, in your name for them saying yes for this call. The lives have been blessed. There has been so many people blessed with this call, Father, and we know that the biggest blessing is they remember that this call is all about the Master. So it is in Jesus' precious and matchless name that we pray and we thank you. Let all of your children say amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
And that's all we can say is that the church say amen. Thank you, woman of God, for that awesome, awesome, anointed and powerful prayer, where we are standing now as intercessors in the gap, not wavering, knowing that as we have done Isaiah 55:11, that this word, this prayer shall not return void, and we don't have to wait till the battle's over. We're going to shout now. So as we go out on this weekend full of faith, full of fire, and full of the favor of God, thanking you again, Dr. PK, for that phenomenal word. Many of us will be going on over to join the MFC call today, and we look forward to hearing and seeing you on the call on Monday. Have a super fantastic weekend. We love you with the love of the Lord. Bye-bye.